The chief problem area, however, has been in the area of communication. Of the many, many thousands, now really millions of students who have gone through the English language learning process in this country, only very few have emerged with a usable facility of communication in the English language, an ability to understand clearly what the other person is saying, or an ability to express their own thoughts and make themselves clearly understood in English. I think that we would all agree that this aspect of English language teaching has been the least satisfactory, although in the present world, this has perhaps become the most important aspect of English language learning. Actually, phonetics must be learned early. What one learns in the first stages often determines what one will always do after that. It is extremely difficult to learn the sounds of a language incorrectly at first, and then learn them better later on. One should learn correct phonetics from the beginning, and therefore I believe Japan has to put more emphasis on correct pronunciation from the very beginning if students are going to achieve a mastery of spoken English. The very different syntax of English also, I think, poses a similar problem. There has to be a strong effort from the very beginning to try to get students to express themselves in English, so that they acquire a mastery of this very different type of organization of their thoughts. What often happens in Japanese education, I'm afraid, is just the opposite. It is hoped that pronunciation will gradually improve in later years, and that in time the student will also acquire an ability to express himself, even though these points are not much stressed in the early years. I think the special difficulties which face Japanese students force almost the opposite approach, that the early emphasis should be on mastering the phonetic problem and solving the problem of self-expression in English. Mastery of advanced grammar and vocabulary can be built up gradually as one goes along, but the fundamentals of phonetics and of self-expression must be learned at the start. The reversal of this process in Japan has resulted in considerable mastery of reading on the part of the students, but little mastery of self-expression. Because of Japan's special needs for communication, it would seem to me advisable to put the emphasis the other way around and to start with the oral approach rather than with the reading approach.